This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hello, friends. It's 1213 on the Pulse, 1077 WTPL. It is Food for Thought. Carol Lawrence is away today and tomorrow. I'm Mike Morin. Chef Patrick Hall from Lakes Region Community College is here as co-host. Our show is brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory-smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street over there on the west side. Online, ribshack.net. Also, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. So Chef is here, and he's in his Chef Whites today, which I haven't seen you in before.
I know. We're finally back to school. So, you know, the students come in Monday. So mm-hmm. I've been, you know, I still have students come in registering and things like that. So I kind of dress up a little bit, you know. So I'm in the midst of actually cleaning the restaurant, make sure everything's all set for the students. So I'm half and half. I got my shorts on, you know, and then I can take my jacket off and clean. So
yes,
it's one of those things. Got to get it all ready. And
is this an exciting time of year for you as it is for the kids?
It is, you know. Because, you know, this is where all the planning starts. So all my courses, my new courses, I can, you know, start to introduce new things. So I've done what I've done over the summer and the last semester. And so now all of a sudden I'm taking these courses. I'm like, all right, now I'm going to add this to it. So I like this phase because I can plan and I can go ahead and plan ahead and schedule things. So when the students come in, we can always try something new. I'm always updating my curriculum.
I was going to say, it seems like you have carte blanche within whatever your financial constraints are, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's pretty, you know, the college is very open with letting us, you know, do what we can do, you know. But I stick to a curriculum, but I like to change it up. You know, I'm not that professor that's going to come here and give you a 15-page paper just because I can. You know, I've been in there, you've been there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be that guy. So I try to come up with some more practical, and, you know, plus with technology today, like I said, you can go on and get on the web and find any information that you want. So you try to tie that into the educational piece of the students.
All right. So what all is involved? Have the kids, have you met the new class of whatever?
Yeah, we have about 40 or 50 oncoming new students.
Is that typical?
Yeah,
that number?
About that, signing up for classes. So they're going to have to take our first, you know, this first whole beginning set of classes is like our culinary fundamentals class. Here's a knife. Here's how you hold a knife. Here's an oven. It opens like this and it turns on and off. And so we get them acclimated into the kitchen. And about 8 weeks into it, we'll start opening the restaurant. So we'll have a restaurant class, and then we'll have a dining room class, and so on and so forth.
So the restaurant isn't open?
No, not yet. It probably will be open up in October. Okay. And we'll open up on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and we'll be open to the public.
So. Will there be outdoor dining, weather permitting?
Oh, yeah.
Time?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We set them up outside. We got a nice little patio there.
Oh, yeah.
There. And of course, October is the best at Shaker Village because it's blazing with beautiful sights, and the trees are just, you know, in bloom, and cows walking around and me walking around, you know. So.
Well, speaking of cows, you brought me, what, about 6 pounds of cheese?
Yeah.
Has been aging for what, almost a year?
Almost a year now. So it's probably, I would say, about 10 months now. So, but by the time you're ready to use it, it'll be fine. But I went down to a local farmer, Glynn's Farm, and he's with some friends of mine, and I get 2 5-gallon buckets of milk, and we go and make it our cheese, you know, so you have cheddar and gouda.
Yes.
So I get my cheese making supplies and all my cultures, and we get some unpasteurized milk, and pretty much, like I said, you know, in the past, what you do is you just add that rennet to it and make the curd and squeeze it and then let it age, you know. So
I'm really psyched. Is there – now, I sometimes do up to 5 cheeses, which may be too much. So if I were to do a 3rd cheese with your cheddar and gouda, what might be a good one to complement or give it a little more complexity?
I would use a Parmesan cheese to go in there. And also, I love using Gorgonzola cheese. Gorgonzola is one of
really?
My favorites, yeah. And it's not as sharp.
Will that add some creaminess, do you think?
It will.
Which and sometimes I find is a problem after I've made the mac and cheese 3 hours before, as it gets stays warm, it starts to dry out.
Yeah.
So I need to address that issue.
Yeah. What you do is you add your macaroni, it's going to soak up all that.
Yes.
That cheese and stuff. So so make it really wet, like almost overly wet, because by the time you're ready to use it, it just hits that right, and that's what I do. But that Gorgonzola cheese, it's a nice piece to it, because it adds it like adds a sharpness, but not too much. It's like it's like blue cheese.
Okay.
You know, but blue cheese is a lot more sharp, but this is like softer and it's creamier and it's more mild.
Gorgonzola, all right.
But it just works well with the blend of things. So.
Now, again, remember, I'm going to be adding some sweet to this as well. I'm going to be doing some apples and then an apple crumb topping that you might find on, you know, a pie or something.
Yeah, that Gorgonzola would go work well.
Oh, I love it.
Because you got
this.
The sharp and then you got the sweet, and it's just got, it's going to create that whole flavor compound that,
well,
that's going to be excellent.
I see that our lunch has arrived for mayor.
Know.
So we're going to take a break so Chef can set up and we get the mayor in and get him fed. And we'll be back with our second segment of the day, which, of course, features our mayor, Ted Gatzis of Manchester, New Hampshire, just ahead on Food for Thought at 107.7 WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is Food for Thought, brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, spiceblends.com. In fact, Shelley, the owner, brought us some fantastic sliders yesterday that we enjoyed. Also, Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. I'm Mike Morin. Carol Lawrence of Red Arrow Diner fame, my co-host, is off for the weekend. Chef Patrick Hall is here, culinary instructor and head of the culinary department at Lakes Region Community College. And we are now in the presence of yet another chef joining us. He is prepping the mayor's lunch. Chef Robert Clough of JD's Tavern at the Radisson, a favorite stop-off point after you've been to the Verizon or you just happen to be staying at the Radisson. And I've done both. And my favorite party snacks was at JD's Tavern, which is the, I think it's 19th hole or something. I don't know if you guys are still you still using that or not.
Oh, yes, the 19th hole mix.
Oh, my God. So the bartender that day was very helpful to me and helped me track it down, and you have to buy it in, like, 5-pound bags. So.
Really?
So I've done that a couple of times because it is so good. So thank you for that. And thank you, Chef Rob, for coming in today. What have you brought Mayor Ted Gatzis today?
All right, we're going to start off with the tomato burrata salad here. We actually have a vine-ripened tomato dusted with a little sea salt, burrata cheese, also dusted with a little sea salt, stone fruit. We have peaches and plums, balsamic reduction, extra virgin olive oil infused with a little thyme and rosemary, and a little microbasil to finish it off.
Microbasil. Now, yep. Burrata cheese, I'm not familiar with that.
It's a soft cheese, almost like a mozzarella, actually, using almost the skin of the mozzarella.
Oh.
So it's very, very soft.
Could you use that, say, for like a caprese or something like that?
Yep. But it's very soft.
Very soft. Tough.
Very soft.
Probably really tough to form,
it's,
huh?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite cheeses.
I've used this vessel to hold it in. So,
oh, yeah. It looks like kind of an oval ramekin or something. I know that's not what it's called, but... now the main course.
The main course.
What have you brought? Because it looks fantastic.
So way down the table there, I have a cranberry chicken salad made with cranberries, celery. I used apples instead of onion, and of course a large croissant, and our house-made kettle chips.
Well, if the mayor is in the mood to share any of that, that would be my choice because I love chicken salad, and I use craisins all the time when I make chicken salad, so... And I don't always have croissants in the house because you just shouldn't always have croissants in the house, right?
Well, you're looking at it. You haven't stopped looking at it since I took the cover off.
Well, you
and I know you weren't looking at the chips.
Well, I am a big chips guy.
That's right. The last time, that's the last segment that we had. That was great.
We did the Frito-Lay. I don't know if you saw, they have the four different chips types that you can vote on. And so we all tried them, and a couple of them were okay.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
So, but anyway, I would take homemade chips, bar chips, any day over Cape Cod. You know, that's kind of a tough call.
They're close, but
right.
You got to try these.
All right,
Chef, what kind of potatoes do you use for your
Idaho's.
Chips? Oh, just straight up? There
straight
you go.
Up Idaho's. Awesome. Yep. And over here, which is whatever's left of it, was the One-Eyed Jack Burger, 8-ounce ground patty. I use Swiss American and a smoked Canadian bacon and an over-easy egg on a brioche.
Oh, brioche, one of my favorite breads.
Real good.
So how about a review, Mayor? You've had about half.
Burger's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Chips are super. Haven't got to the healthy part yet, the salad.
Oh, we'll save room for that now. Got your stone fruits and the burrata cheese and the very tasty-looking drizzle that Chef Rob has put together for you as well. Yeah, I'll split one of those halves with you.
No, I said you still have your eye on it.
Oh, I do, yeah.
No,
well, I'm getting nervous. You're about ready to dig in.
I didn't offer you a split on this one.
Oh, man. That wasn't on the table.
I tried to touch it, and he stabbed my hand. I was really it was weird, you know?
You should have seen him going at it with Chad Zingales of the Amherst Country Club couple weeks ago when Chad didn't realize the protocol. He was the co-host that day and immediately dove in before the mayor touched it. And there was hell to pay. But
Sal was great. Sal was real good.
Everything looks awesome.
I love that kind of a drizzle. It's so versatile, too. You can use it for so many things.
I use it also on my the charcuterie board we have.
Oh, right. Very cool. So are you, to talk to Chef before we go back to the mayor, are you ramping up and getting all set for primary 2016, which is always a madhouse? Now, were you there for 2012s?
No, sir.
You were not?
No.
Have you been properly prepared? You're going to be feeding the most famous people in the world, by the way, for about a week, which I'm sure you're aware.
Yep.
We're sold out for 2 weeks.
That's it? You want to step in, Maureen, if you want to add a little bit to that?
Absolutely. This primary is going to be fantastic. We're sold out for the 2 weeks leading up to the primaries. We have every major news network at the hotel, CBS, ABC, NBC, all of them. So, yes, the chef will be busy as well. JD's Tavern will be because we'll be hosting the Morning Joe show.
The Morning Joe, right, from Fox. And you do such a great job there because I've actually broadcast live from there for the last couple.
That's right, you did.
And it was, Kim gave us like the very best spot. Mm-hmm. God bless her.
In the cafe, I remember.
I know, right up front next to the lobby. And as soon as somebody came in, we just snagged them and brought them in. And all the people on press row upstairs hated us for it. But you know, I didn't care.
That's right. We'll have to get you back again for this primary.
Yeah, boy, it's so much fun. There's so much energy. And is there like lots of like diva-ish behavior that you sometimes have to quietly address from some of the media or some of the candidates?
Not really. We pretty much let them do what they need to do, unless there's something going on outside of the hotel that's bringing in people who are picketing or something like that. But
yeah, and there's no shortage of that, of course.
No, but other than that, it's pretty good. People behave themselves for the most part.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming along today and feeding Mayor Ted Gatzis because we always, the pressure's always on.
The chicken salad, Mike, I don't know if you're going to get a chance
Holy
to
cow.
Get it. I don't know if you're going to get a chance to get to it.
Where did it go?
Patrick.
Oh, it's just, I was looking at it, and, that's what happens.
You're torturing me.
Well, we have a new rooftop sun deck right outside of our new spa and pool, and we'll be serving food and beverage out there as well.
I didn't know that.
Come check it out. It's beautiful.
When did that start?
We opened it about a month ago.
Oh, that must be hugely popular.
It's beautiful. It's still kind of a kept secret, so we're spreading the word.
Not anymore. It's not. And so can you get a limited menu there, or is it...
You can. We're launching food and beverage. Right now we're doing private receptions out there, but we will be offering food and beverage. But we also offer it in the spa.
Okay.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that can be served tableside to your spa treatment.
All right. So anything else new? I mean, this is all new to me. You're here.
We have our 12th floor of the hotel is under construction right now, being completely remodeled, new executive one- and two-bedroom suites. It'll be the most beautiful suites in the state.
And what a view, huh?
And with a beautiful view of downtown Manchester.
So the view will be looking east, or will there be
both.
On both sides?
Both sides.
Looking to the west side also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very exciting.
It is.
Best location in town.
Thank you. We think so.
Maureen, thank you. Chef, your background, where have you been before coming to JD's or the Radisson?
Wow. Before the Radisson, I opened a restaurant down in Massachusetts. I also transitioned to a hotel back in California in Del Mar region. Before that, a couple of hotels that transitioned to water park hotels. So.
Really? So what do you think of New Hampshire so far? I assume you haven't been here
back
much.
Back home.
Oh,
back
you're
home.
From New Hampshire.
Yep.
Oh, great. Whereabouts?
Born and raised in Tilton, actually.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Up in Chef Patrick's neck of the woods.
Yeah. So when I thought about this, it was like homecoming.
Yeah. So you think you're here to stay now?
Oh, that's the plan.
That's the plan.
That's
right?
The plan.
Do you have family or?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody's up here.
So. All right. Well, very good.
What's your favorite place in Tilton to go to?
Oh, in Tilton?
I got mine. You know, I got my buddies own Tilton House of Pizza, and I love that.
Oh,
pizza.
Yes.
Tommy and Johnny, so they're really good. Yeah. So
great job here, Chef. I can tell you the sandwiches are great.
Wow.
Great.
So the candidates and the media will be in good shape when they come around here next. It's February.
They will be
fed.
February 9th.
Yeah, February 9th? Because it seems like it always changes, but is that like the final? Nobody's going to try to sneak in ahead of New Hampshire. Have you heard any of that talk?
Nobody's set a date yet, as far as I know.
February 9th. But
as far as you're concerned, though, right. But I mean, you know that could change.
It could change.
Right, yes. But that's what you're planning, right?
I'm hoping it doesn't change.
Well, yeah, because all the booking, right? You said you're sold out for 2 weeks.
It's usually a moving target with the with the primary date.
You know, I haven't heard as much talk about that this time around as back in 2012.
Well, you'll hear more talk when it gets closer to the date, and some of these other states want to start doing some leapfrogging.
I mean, wasn't there talk that it, for 2012 that it might have actually been in December? There was. I don't think it was ever taken seriously, but I think
Bill Gardner was ready.
That's right,
yeah, the secretary was ready to make that move if necessary, which would kind of mess you guys up to have a December primary with all the other parties that I'm sure
that's
you
right.
must have booked, all the
right.
company parties and stuff.
It wouldn't be as fun.
Very diplomatically put. Yeah. Well, thank you, Maureen.
My pleasure.
Very good to see you. And Chef, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We'll munch a little bit more. So if you just have a seat.
I'm sending it down to you, Mike.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the no, I'm all set. Thank you. Yeah.
Why don't you take that little wedge there, Mayor? That little piece that's on there.
I'm good.
You're giving it all to me?
It's all yours.
Oh, my God. You are a good man.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Nice seeing you again. Good seeing you. Fantastic. Thank you very much. The food was great.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, don't leave so we can take your plates back. Or we can walk them back, I guess, if you need to go. Yeah, I'll bring them by. I'll just leave them at the front desk.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be empty. Don't worry. Mike will take care of that.
Yeah, we'll make sure. I do have to try the French fries.
Looks great. Everything looks great. I was looking at he cut into that burger.
Right.
The mayor cut in that burger, and that egg on top of that had a nice, you know, this egg was cooked perfectly.
It bled out.
Was like, oh, yeah. Oh, I was like, wow, look at that.
Did you want the other little piece of that croissant there?
No, I'll wait. I'll try it maybe in the break or anything like
that. You notice how he offered the little piece.
He offered.
I know. Oh, my God. One more chip, and then we'll continue on here. Mm.
Yeah, so everything looks great, and I love the microgreens on there, a little basil, you know, all sorts of stuff there, you know. We used microgreens at the restaurants for years, and they make everything. You make like a little micro arugula, and it's funny, if you taste the microgreens, I mean, it's just being so small, they're just the smaller versions, obviously, not grown, but it just adds so much flavor to food. Like, just it looks beautiful on top of plates, but at the same time, it adds so much more. Like, you have arugula, that's a pepperiness to it, and all sorts of stuff.
A guy on MasterChef last night got nailed by Chef Ramsay because they were preparing something actually fairly similar to that. It was, it was ravioli, homemade pasta with an egg inside, and it had to be wet, like the mayor's sandwich there. And the guy to garnish it put a leaf of sage on top. You know, and since you're supposed to be able to eat the garnish, he just totally ripped the guy for doing that. I mean, sage would not be your first choice.
No, not at all. It's like the other thing, my other pet peeve, too, is inside restaurants is people that I'm not a big – I love the essence of, like, rosemary when you eat rosemary, but it's not comfortable to eat. Like, a lot of people will take dried rosemary and put it all over their prime rib. It's like eating hard pine needles.
Yeah, and it even feels like it. It feels like there's – pitch on it when you're taking it apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so
you've never had burrata cheese?
Oh,
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, no. It's very simple to make.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Very simple to make. So,
wow. I will try a little bite. Well, you've done well with your stone fruits and your tomato, Mayor, so I think everybody should know that you are staying on the healthy track, because this weekend it won't be as easy to resist all that great Greek food.
It will not be.
Now, did you grow up in a household that was just always all this great Greek food?
And it wasn't always great Greek food. It was also great Lebanese food because my mother cooks both.
Oh, okay.
So my one side of my family, my dad's side comes from the Greek heritage, and my mother's side comes from the Lebanese heritage. So every time I went to one of my grandmother's houses, there was a ton of food, and you couldn't get up off the table unless you ate.
Oh, no.
Couldn't move.
The people I mentioned before, my friends that own Tilton House of Pizza, they're Greek, and they invited me to the Greek Easter, you know, every year. And I went one year, and I was, oh, my God, her mother could create the pita and all that sort of stuff is just amazing. They roast a whole goat and everything. And
did your family do that, Mayor?
Oh, we did. We cooked pigs outside because we lived on a pig farm. So
did you? Right here in Manchester?
Christmas, right here in Manchester.
Wow.
Right where Comcast is right now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it used to be right there.
Oh, I'll be darned. Yeah. I just drove by there yesterday.
It used to be a pig at Christmas time and a lamb at Easter.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
and there was no electric turns.
That was your job as a kid. Arm.
Yeah, yeah. That was while everybody else was drinking ouzo, they put the kids on the turn.
I haven't heard that ouzo. I love that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's kind of a licorice flavor, licorice, as I recall, right?
Catches up on you too.
Yeah, as most things do. So Greek Fest is Saturday and Sunday at Assumption Greek Orthodox Church, and I would guess, aside from Glendy, one of the highlights for you every year in the city.
It is. Well, we went to the Marjan this past weekend.
Yes.
That's where Josh McKelvin and myself were kissing the camel.
I don't know if I want to know about that. I didn't see that. I missed that.
Yeah, that was at Marjan this weekend.
Was that on Facebook? Did that make it on?
I don't know if they got the picture quick enough because it was a pretty quick kiss.
Was it?
It was raining. It was to raise money for the refugees, Syrian refugees.
Okay. Wow. Is that a tradition to do something like that?
No, it's not a tradition, but it's something that Rich Ashew decided would be a fun thing. But he wasn't around for the
he
event.
He wasn't?
No, he wasn't there.
He didn't get to kiss the
no,
camel?
No, because I was gonna make him cut a $500 check for me to kiss that camel.
We were talking about the primary coming up. What are those 2 weeks like for you and your social schedule and all the things that are part of being mayor during a big, big time of year?
Well, Mike, even now, I mean, it's, you know, when you've got 17 candidates, there's somebody in town almost every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do what we can do with every candidate and walk Elm Street or go through the neighborhoods. And certainly I've been knocking on doors, and I invite anybody that wants to come along. And they've been great about, you know, wanting to get into the neighborhoods of Manchester. So it's started. And it's pretty exciting, and people are thrilled to see a presidential candidate knock on their door. So it's a good time, and certainly those 2 weeks in February, I can tell you it's crazy in the city.
Yeah, exactly. And for people that aren't, you know, like real sarcastic about the whole thing, getting to meet all these people, it's not every state gets that opportunity the way that New Hampshire and Iowa, I think, to some degree, but it's a bigger state, so we get the concentration of people, you know, mostly here in Manchester, Nashua, Concord.
I was amazed because, like, you know, I said I grew up in Western Mass and then came here. We owned a restaurant, actually, one of the primaries. John McCain did a press conference in our restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, and they take it all over and everything, and it's interesting. It's interesting to watch people react to presidential candidates.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And see the questions that are going to come out of people's, you know, from people, you know, and a lot of times they're very sincere, you know, questions. You know,
and the big thing now is that, you know, people, it's now getting to Labor Day, so people are starting to pay attention. They're starting to listen. You know, candidates will tell you that retail politics at its finest in the state of New Hampshire is just incredible. Because people don't make up their minds until they ask you a question three mm-hmm. times or they've met with you three times.
Is that what they figure it out?
Yeah.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and it's more exciting this year because you do have, I mean, in 2012, there was really a minimal number of people, essentially. Mm. You had a practically unchallenged Democratic incumbent, and there weren't that many Republicans. I can't remember being nearly this many, not even
No, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
It was not close. So people are happy about it. They get they really get to meet the candidates, and I applaud the candidates for being out in front and answering tough questions, because people they think the media has tough questions.
Oh, it's
not half as tough as some of the people on, you know, that are out on the street that are going to ask you a question.
That was one of the biggest things, though. I was amazed when they did the press conference in our restaurant, and just some of the questions that come out, I'm like cringing. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, well, let's at least be nice, would you?
Yeah, and there's no ducking. They don't let you dodge it.
Yeah.
No, there's got to be an art or a skill to being able to give an answer that satisfies everybody, but I guess that's not possible. I mean, you've been around long enough.
Well, Patrick,
to know that
we've kept him talking long enough that he hasn't even been able to get a bite of the sandwich.
We're gonna have to finish that off. He has to get in there. You know?
Either that or I'll take it to go.
That's it.
Well, take the other half.
I got my eye on that one there.
So what you do is you take the rest of the burrata and put it on the sandwich, and then you eat it. There you go. It's perfect. You know.
So I'm not even gonna get to eat this. The mayor's gonna walk out with it.
Well, I've given you a chance. Looking at it so hard when it was over here, but you haven't even reached for it over there.
Somebody has to run the show, for heaven's sakes. Well, all right. You need to get back to work. You got a lot to do, I'm sure. Take back whatever you like.
I'm good. I'm leaving this half for Patrick and the chips, and you've got that. And you can fight over the cheese and the couple of tomatoes.
Okay. All right. And then we'll bring this back to the
hotel. But again, as usual, another great lunch.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it's always fun to have you just to chat.
Yeah, we've not been disappointed yet on a lunch, which is great.
Well, you know, one of these days I'll have to get you both out to Shaker Village and come see how you have the students do it for you, you know?
Have you been there lately, Shaker Village?
I haven't been out there in an awful long time.
Well, I mean, everything's still the same, but I mean...
It is a museum.
Yeah, exactly. You're a little bit busy for the next month or so, but it is such a great... I mean, this is where he works. This is his office, at Shaker Village.
Well, I'm glad he's working there, and I'm not, because the diet wouldn't be able to wouldn't be working.
I've been eating there for years, and I'm fine.
All right, Mayor Ted Gatzis, we'll see you in 2 weeks, and maybe if the police chief Nick Willard is available, we can have him share some lunch and talk what's happening in the streets in Manchester.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks, and he's doing a great job, and you guys do a great job here. So
thank you, Mayor.
I always look forward to coming in on Thursdays.
Likewise.
And seeing you every other Thursday. It's a great thing.
All right. Absolutely. We'll see you in
thank
two.
You.
Happy holidays, too, and enjoy the Greek Fest.
We will have a real fun time there this weekend.
All right.
Thank you very much.
See you then. All right, Mayor. Awesome. Thank you. Mayor Ted Gatzis is joining us. We'll take a break and come back, and which means I'm actually going to dive into this croissant sandwich.
Ha-ha!
107.7 WTPL The Pulse. Food for thought. Be right back.
Food for thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is 12:48, 107.7 WTPL with Mike. And today, Chef Patrick, Carol Lawrence will be back on Monday. Next Friday, I just found out we're going to be at the Hopkinton State Fair, which is just so much fun.
Jealous. Jealous. I haven't been to fair. I missed the fair last year.
Did you?
And usually I'll go and I'll visit my folks back in Western Mass, and I'll do the mm-hmm. Big E. But the Hopkinton State Fair is, I went there once, and like I said, it's like Eat Fest for me. I'm going to go through. I'll start off with the onion rings and then chowder and, you know, so.
And then, of course, all the deep fried, you know, snacks and things.
Absolutely.
You know, we're pretty small time compared to places like Minnesota and Texas State Fairs, which just have dozens of things you can eat.
I should try to meet you guys there and just have a camera.
Yeah.
Just to go through and we'll see.
Exactly. We're going to be, I'm told, in the fish and game display exhibition area. So I don't know how much food we'll dive into, but, you know, and the breaks aren't quite long enough because, you know, it's a pretty spread out fair, and I'm trying to picture how close it is to the main food runway there. But
you need someone to come back and forth. That's what it is, and I have to bring you food, and that's it. That's
really? So you're volunteering?
I got a whole crew of students out now.
Oh, now we're
there
talking.
There we go.
I don't know what it costs to get in, but that's the only thing.
Hey.
But anyway, so yeah, they did a good job at JD's Tavern. Don't know
that's
if you've
excellent.
Ever been
no,
in there
I've
before.
I've never been there before. I've heard of it several mm-hmm. times.
Right in the Radisson.
Right in the Radisson. And I, you know, like I said, but that'd be great. It sounds like they're doing all sorts of renovations for stuff. It'd be pretty good to come down and see a show and stay there for a night, you know?
It would be, yes. You know? I stayed there one night when I was moving and I had to get out of my house and basically was homeless for one night before I signed the closing the next day here downtown. So Barb and I stayed there and ate in JD's Tavern, and that's when we became acquainted with the 19th hole snack mix.
No kidding.
Which is spicy and has a variety of all kinds of extruded things and nuts and, you know, really, really good stuff. So
I have a friend that used to make his own snack mix, mm-hmm. and he got pretty big with it. And he was selling it to some sports teams. It was more like a granola mix,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for energy and stuff. And he had quite a few different sports teams. And I was like, you're kidding me. And he's like, no, look at this. He's like, here, he's showing me check stubs of all sorts. And he'd distribute it.
So. Well, I sold some of my party nuts at the Chili Fest in Henniker last weekend.
How'd they go?
It went really well. It's the first time I'd ever really sold anything that I've baked or made in public. I've done a lot of baking for charities, and you know, people bid on it or just take it home or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually got a booth, and I made my chocolate infinity cookies. Barbara made this really wonderful lemon cake, very similar to what you get at Starbucks.
Wow!
Although even more moist. Yeah. And then I made these kicked up sriracha sweet heat party nuts.
That's awesome.
And, you know, when you do something like this for the first time, you really don't have any idea how much to make. And the only one thing that I didn't get right was the ratio of how many chocolate cookies should have nuts versus ones that do not.
Yeah.
More people want them with nuts, which people had always said, well, I'd love to try your cookies, but I don't like nuts. And this is what I've been getting, you know, for the last couple of years. So I thought, okay, I'll make 60% with nuts, 40% without nuts. Well, about 90% wanted nuts, so we took home a lot of the plain ones, but everything else pretty much sold out.
And, you know, if you did it the opposite way around,
yes.
then it would have went against you either, too.
Right.
You never know. And yeah. Like we've talked in the past, you know, opening a restaurant for the first time, you know, wondering how much yes. to have of everything is mm-hmm. just such a, you know, you don't want too much, but, you know, because you don't want leftovers
yeah.
or anything like that.
Exactly.
But you want everything fresh.
But, we have a couple minutes, and I want to mention an event that will be happening at Shaker Village that you are obviously
yes.
very much involved in, which is a very special dinner. Actually, I'll give you the sheet since you probably haven't
absolutely.
Memorized it. But it's a big dinner on September 13th at Shaker Village. And I would imagine the tickets are somewhat limited, although still available?
Oh, yeah. They're still available. You can go to shakers.org. It's a farm-to-table dinner, myself included. But then we also have Concord Co-op. Chef Rob is going to be there. Jeff Page, who used
Cotton.
To be the chef. Yeah, but he used to be the chef at Shaker. So
he's right.
I love working with him because he just says that his knowledge of food.
He is fantastic, isn't he?
Crazy, mm-hmm. crazy. And then also Scott Lett from that owns O's Steaks
yeah.
and Seafood.
Knew that name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Millie's Tavern's going to be doing
Peter
some.
Peter Tell will be there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be beer that people can purchase, and it's going to be quite an event. But it's all farm to table. Everything's fresh and local. All local ingredients and everything. So
this will be in the dining hall?
No, this is actually, it's going to be outside.
Oh, it
so
is?
So it's over by, you know, if you go to back
the tent?
Oh, yeah, right where they're growing the food. We're Concord Co-op.
Nice.
So Concord Co-op's grower is growing all our food for this. We're going to have everything from pickled green beans, carrots, beets. This is going to be like an appetizer table with all fresh, locally made cheeses, mm-hmm. shades of blue and smoked cheddar, all sorts of shaker breads. We're doing anadema bread, squash bread.
Wow.
Yeah, squash bread. And then we're taking some of the spent grain mm-hmm. from the beer that they're making. We're making spent grain rolls too as well, so it's gonna be three different types of
seriously
rolls. Yeah, it's fantastic. That's my department.
Okay,
you know? But then we're gonna do some local Shaker favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're gonna do the cornmeal mush with some wild mushroom ragu. We're also doing mixed organic greens, all grown right there on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed organic greens, Shaker apples, assorted dried stone fruit with a vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
They're for the main entree. We're doing roasted pork, the roasted porchetta. It's a what porchetta is. It's a pork belly, and you roll it. You stuff it, and you roll it.
Oh.
And then you roast it.
Is that near where the bacon comes
that's
from?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
If you cured that, that would be your bacon.
Got it.
And so we use that. But if you don't cure it and you just roast it,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God. You're going to have tears running down your face. Oh, it's so fantastic.
Well, you just brought me 6 pounds of cheese today. I mean, I'm
yeah.
never mind.
You try that, too. And then we're going to do like a local succotash with that.
Oh,
and
fun.
Then the Shakers, you know, they grew some fingerling potatoes, which I have about 60 pounds of those that we're going to
I love fingerling potatoes.
Oh, they're the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna be using them. We're gonna be putting the succotash. We're gonna smash the fingerling potatoes. Gonna have the roasted porchetta over the top of it. So we're looking at 5-course dinner, and then we're gonna finish it up with a Shaker apple cake. Now this cake, I got this recipe from my
wife. Is that your
wife.
Project too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I got it from my wife, and it was a dessert we used to do at Petrillo's restaurant when we owned it.
Mm-hmm.
And It's a cake, but it's almost like brownie-like. So it's
yes.
like a blondie almost.
Yes.
So it's nice,
yes.
but it's got the apple flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite desserts, and we're going to do goat milk caramel sauce with whipped mascarpone on top.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be really good. So it's September 13th. People who want to get tickets, go to shakers.org.
How much are they, Chef?
I'm not quite sure. I think they start at 100 and you can go on, but it's a full-course menu with glass and beer and everything else.
And,
too,
so. And like how many... You know, what's the capacity for this, do you think?
I think they're capping it off. It's not too big, but capping off about 200 people.
Okay.
But go there and get your tickets.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be quite an evening, so.
All right. We need to take a little break, but we'll come back with another fun-packed hour of Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Carol is back on Monday. I'm Mike Morin. It's 12:55.